I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Humiliate him because he's got to man up. Speaking of manning up, can Georgia Tech man up and do more? Great article from Seth Emerson on Brent Keehan's company and also the Dogs.
Seth Emerson is the senior writer covering college football for The Athletic. He covered the Dogs for a long time, guys. He's been covering the SEC since 02, so he knows his stuff. And Seth, good to have you back on the show. A fascinating article, to Mike's point, with Brent Key, and I'm sure you enjoyed putting this together. It's on The Athletic if you want to check it out. But it's entitled, basically, that, you know, why Brent Key believes. And I want to start there before we get into any Dog stuff and talk about Georgia Tech's resurgence under Brent Key. And why do you think this is going or playing out the way it is? It feels like they are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I got to say that from the standpoint of Georgia is, and I'm not really the Georgia beat writer anymore, which is why I'm over doing Georgia Tech stories. But from the standpoint of covering that series that had really ceased to be a rivalry for years, the last two games, the two with Brent Key as the full-time coach, were really impressive. Like, you know, Georgia went in heavily favored in 23, but Georgia Tech hung with them and it ended up a one-possession game. And then obviously last year happened. And so at that point you're saying, huh, what's going on here? And in talking with Brent Key and being around the program, you know, for a little bit for that day that I was there and just talking to people, it seems like they get it. It seems like they're doing the things they need to do to be relevant again. And you're seeing it on the field. There were three games last year where they made a name for themselves nationally. There was Florida State, where obviously Florida State did not end up being, you know, a great win, but at the time it was. The Miami game and then the Georgia game. And those were games that showed that Georgia Tech was back. Like, not, you know, back is relative, still 7-6, still lost to Vanderbilt in the bowl game, but that's better than they had been. And they're doing it with a modernized offense. I'm going to come back and do another story on that later next month. Spent some time talking to Buster Faulkner and Haynes King for that. But they're doing other things that you need to do. But there's also the open question of, you know, what happens in this new system. Georgia Tech is one of those that hopes that the system holds, that it evens the playing field, that everyone is doing a certain amount for the rev share, which is about $13 million for football, is what everyone's going to do. And then you have these outside NIL deals that have to be approved, and it doesn't become the, you know, collectives paying under the table stuff and whatever, you know, for no-show jobs and whatever. And Georgia Tech says, hey, we're in Atlanta. We've got all these great Fortune 500 companies and spitting distance here. We can get all those kind of deals. And, you know, they say that, but I think they also know that ultimately, you know, the other programs are going to find ways too. and that there's also no guarantee that the system does hold. But there's, you know, as we sit here right now, summer of 2025, there's optimism on North Avenue and optimism that hasn't been there for a while.
And that's the thing is Seth Emerson joins us, guys, from The Athletic. Great piece about Brent Key. We're big fans. You talk about in the article after Georgia wins the championship, the skyscraper downtown that says, congrats, dogs. He gets everybody up to the top steps of Bobby Dodd and says, look at that, in our town, and uses that as motivation. And it winds up a few years later going to, what, 8 overtimes last year in an unbelievable game. So we think Brent's got them in the right direction. The question I had from reading your article is, how does Georgia Tech move on without a guy like Jay Batt, who really seemed to be the perfect guy at the perfect time, who really gets it in this new environment?
Well, that's the question. And was his leaving, you know, kind of the first thing you say is, well, that's kind of an indictment of, like, Georgia Tech is still only in the ACC and it's still only Georgia Tech. You know, he wanted to get a Big Ten job.
Right.
But on the other hand, you know, you got to see what they do. See what they do to replace him. If they promote John Palumbo, who's his number two, is acting as the interim AD. He's a guy who has, you know, worked with Jay Batt for years and would kind of continue the same philosophy and everything he's done. And also, it's interesting that when Batt left, Georgia Tech put out a release, like praising everything he had done and listing all that he had done and everything, and reaffirming their commitment, you know, to what Jay Batt was trying to do. And you know, and talking to a few people for this story, it's also clear that as respected as Jay Batt was and as integral as he was in trying to move Georgia Tech forward into this new era, that he was hired to do that. In other words, Angel Cabrera, the president, was, ever since he became the president in 2019, he had realized that they needed to get with the times and they needed to make some changes. And he had been the one ultimately pushing it. And that word alignment is what got thrown out when I talked to a couple people for this story, including Vance Bell, longtime trustee and Georgia Tech person, saying that Georgia Tech has had too many years where the president, the AD, and the coach weren't all on the same page.
Right.
And
exactly.
Now they are.
It is our buddy Seth Emerson, guys, covers college football for The Athletic again. Just talking a little bit about Georgia Tech, guys, as we gear up for, you know, the start of camp for colleges across the country, including the ACC and the SEC. I'm curious, do you feel like, or do people feel like, because you mentioned in the article, like, this wasn't bad. Between 95 and 2014, the Jackets only had 2 losing seasons. But
right.
The 8 seasons between Johnson, that's Paul Johnson's final 4 years there, and then Collins comes in and it's a disaster. Is that what set the program back, or is there more to it than that?
Well, they didn't – I already forgot the stat you said. Was it 2 losing seasons in 24 years?
Yeah, 95 to 2014. Like, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's great. How many of those seasons were championship seasons? How many of those seasons were they top 10 finishers? So they were respectable. They were competitive under – you know, in that whole era, you know, going, you know, Chan Gailey to Paul Johnson and George O'Leary before Chan Gailey, they were very competitive, especially in the O'Leary years and the years that Brent Key was there. And, you know, they had some good years under Paul Johnson. That one, maybe 2 years they finished in the top 10.
Yeah, that Orange Bowl year. Yeah, that Orange Bowl year.
Right. But not like not anything spectacular. So then when you combine that with that 8-year run where things really fell off, that's where you get into irrelevance. It's one thing if a program that had been competing for championships and regularly finishing in the top 10 and top 25 has that 8-year run. It's another one where, like, it was a solid program, but not one that was often nationally competitive, has that fall off. Like, there weren't many people doing big stories about how miserable things were going under Jeff Collins. You know, that's a problem. You don't want to be bad, but when you're bad, you want it to be a story. When you're bad and people aren't really paying attention, that's not good at all. So that's the challenge that Brent Key is dealing with. And what's interesting at it, and everyone knows they talked to Willie Fritz and couldn't come to a, you know, come to a contract agreement with them. And so Brent Key essentially was their second choice. But it is interesting that you go with the guy who was the interim, who was on the staff that failed. And as it was pointed out to me by Brent Key, that's the Dabo Swinney model. And, you know, so, and he's from the Birmingham area, just like Dabo. So there's something to be said for that. And Key has the, you know, he has the Saban background. He worked and played for O'Leary. And, you know, he knows Georgia Tech. He went there. And just like Kirby went to Georgia and knows the terrain and knows the challenges and everything. And so, you know, and I know it may be corny to a lot of people that he doesn't say Georgia's name and, you know, that they've got a countdown clock in the locker room for every time they play Georgia. But, you know, it's nice. It would be nice for it to be a rivalry again. And he also makes a good point. Like, why not? Like, some people look at it as, well, don't look ahead, you know, game by game. It's like, well, the idea, especially in this age of the playoff, is you want to be playing your best at the end of the season. And if Georgia is always the last team you play, then, yeah, measure yourself against them.
Right.
Try to beat them every day in practice is the way he puts it. Because if that's the, you know, as long as Georgia is at Georgia's level right now, then that's setting the bar high, and you want the bar to be high.
Right. It's like the old days when they finally got rid of Cooper up at Ohio State. Remember Tressel came in, Carl? He goes, and you'll
first
be proud
thing.
Of us November 27th.
That's right.
He knew exactly when they're going to play Michigan because it just means more. Real quick, Seth, before we cut you loose, today is the day the checks start getting cut to college players with the new house settlement. And talk about this Learfield. And how does this work? And this is basically a new company that all the big programs like Ohio State and Georgia are working with to get the money
right.
in the hands of the players?
Yeah, it's Ohio State announced it. Georgia was the other. I missed the announcement because I was in Paris when it happened, when Ohio State did it. But there's more that are doing this. It's kind of the top-level programs. I mean, it's in a lot of ways, it's essentially the collective in another name. But this this is in Learfield, which is, you know, an existing company that many programs, including Georgia and Ohio State, have already had relationships with over the years. Now they're going to form like a separate company within Learfield, basically, that only is going to be negotiating NIL deals, like legitimate NIL deals that will pass the clearinghouse. And that, you know, they're doing it for competitive reasons so that they can get as many of these as they can above the $13 million or so that will be directly paid to the players. And that's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how long this goes. And, you know, everyone's proceeding along with this is the new model.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I want to see the first time that the NIL clearinghouse by the Deloitte company, the accounting firm, denies one, and how quickly that person files a lawsuit, and how quickly this whole system gets thrown out.
Exactly.
Seth, great job, man. Read his stuff. Check him out, the Athletic, and we appreciate you stopping by today, man. Take care. Thank you again.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.